This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Beach baby, beach baby. Yeah, there you go. Crank it up. Why do I have to sing it? Let them sing it. All right. Like being silly, Jay.
I like
Jay Kirshner. Yeah, right. Okay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the first day. It isn't officially summertime until later today. Tomorrow's first full day. It's June 21st here with us here on the Good Day program. Happy summertime. Temperatures heating up across the country. It may have felt like the seasons turned weeks ago for some of you. The summer solstice is here today. It doesn't feel like it where I am in New England. It's been cold and wet. We've had a couple of good days, and that's something to be thankful for. But today, anyway, marks the official astronomical start of summertime. Longest daylight day of the year in terms of hours of sunlight. The solstice brings with it sort of a special spectacle up in the sky. You can look up and see Venus and Mars. You'll see a crescent moon tonight, and they're all close together. Venus, Mars, and the moon are all close together.
And we've shifted from Gemini into Cancer.
That's correct, astrologically speaking. So all kinds of good things. Live for the moment. Live for love. Live for the love of good weather, love of good people, just love. I love stuff like this. At a fair in Germany, a young man might just have found a way to seat more people in a plane while at the same time giving him more leg room. You're wondering, how's that happen? Well, there are new, as kids designed, double-decker airplane seats. Right? Go ahead.
Have you seen the photos of this? They look, in theory, this seems like a really great concept, but they're not double-decker in the sense of, like, bunk bed kind of situation.
Yeah.
They are stacked at an angle, and so to get into your seat and to get out, you have to get in at an angle and come out at an angle. Mm-hmm. You can't just stand straight up and exit. Well, I mean, even in a plane now, you can't
stand straight up.
Airlines
are going to love
this duck. Right. But it is very much like... It looks more comfortable. It does look more spacious. But just the whole act of, you kind of have to bend your body a little bit to get seated.
Yeah.
And then if the person wants to recline, oh, forget about it. You're just going to have to slink out of your seat and crawl out.
Yeah, see, that's why I like sitting up front. I don't have to do any of that stuff. But good luck to this kid. He's an inventor, 23 years old, pretty smart. He's thinking, and that's what we want. Isn't that what we want from everybody, no matter what the age, for you to think? It's just,
get the ball rolling. Even, that's one of those things, there's no such thing as a bad idea, because even bad ideas lead to good ideas.
Yep.
Just keep it going.
Keep going. Keep it going. All right, on the negative side of things, we catch with these stories every once in a while. Here's a 7-year-old who shoots a 5-year-old in Kentucky yesterday. An accident. Okay, why is it an accident? Where the hell, why is the gun out where a 7-year-old can get a hold of it and shoot the 5-year-old inside their home in the city of McKee, Kentucky? This is the fourth shooting by a child in Kentucky this year.
So many gun owners, not all gun owners, I do not want to put everybody in a box, but there are a lot of gun owners who do not have their guns truly sealed, secured in a location they think they are. Sometimes they think it's somewhere out of reach of the child. It is at the top of a closet, or it's hidden under a bed or something. Kids are crafty. They can climb. They can get to things. I swear they teleport at times. And if your gun is not in a truly safe, locked box that only you can access, it's not safe enough. It is not securely protected.
Mm-mm. All right, I don't think we know any more about the sub. This is an hour-by-hour thing. I haven't seen anything in update, but they're running out of air. And that is pretty obvious. But then where do you go from there? Just to hold a good thought and hope that they get out of it?
Yes, the latest guesstimations are that they have enough air until about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Eastern time.
It's almost a day to find them. Meanwhile, four people killed and two others remain in critical condition. A fire caused by a battery breaking out in a bike repair shop in New York City. Smoke, fire. This is in Manhattan. This is an e-bike repair shop on the ground floor of a residential apartment building. Started after midnight. Firefighters pulled six residents from the building, all of them in critical condition. So what do we learn from this? We learn that these damn lithium batteries, the lithium-ion batteries, are very dangerous. They're in these damned electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the bikes, new trucks and tractors. What is the matter with us that we get led down these streets by these people who are not interested in your safety and well-being? They want to sell you something, make some money, and they don't give a damn what really the consequences are. This is a nightmare.
This is one of the reasons why if you have a lithium battery in something, you cannot,
take it out,
you're
can't
flying,
get on a plane.
You have to use it as a carry-on. It has to be with your carry-on luggage. You cannot store it, or it cannot be stowed underneath the plane, just in case something like this happens.
Why are we like this? Why? There's a lot of questions. I suppose you could ask that question about a lot of things. Like, why is there a controversy about Bud Light? Why is there, just because...
Why indeed?
She was a transvestite or something? What was it? Who was that? I don't even remember what it was. I just know that after the controversy came, this pseudo-phony fake controversy, the value of Anheuser-Busch stock went down $15 billion. All because they used somebody controversial
to sell. Dylan Mulvaney, who is transgender, and the partnership wasn't even something that people could see. It wasn't a commercial that it was even on TV. It was
nonsense.
A social media partnership.
It's nonsense.
She posted about it.
Nonsense. So Anheuser-Busch, though, apparently is coming back. This has been going on for, what, a month or more? And what it cost? This was the, I don't drink beer, so I have no expertise in the beer department at all. But apparently it's the top selling beer in America, and so there's an impact here. It's like a wake up call, actually. If you're a marketer, what does it take to trip you up? This is an example of all it takes. This transgender influencer, Dylan Mulvaney, sparking this backlash. I'm not drinking any of that stuff because gay guys, they don't even know what transgender is. They just know, okay, he's different.
But also, why does anybody care what anybody else is drinking?
Exactly.
If you
like it,
you
drink it.
If you don't like the product, you drink it. You don't like the product, you don't drink it.
Yeah, I'm not drinking Bud Light anymore.
Like, it makes you worry. What else is going on in your life? Either there's not enough going on in your life that you have to focus on this, or there's something so significant that you don't want to address it and you focus on something else like this. Like, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Mind your business.
Anyway. Okay, take a deep breath. There we go. Donald Trump. Let's go from beer to Donald Trump. Not to what the heck? Why not? Donald Trump says his children will not be in his administration. I think he's thinking a little ahead putting the cart before the horse. Who says he's going to win a second term, right? I know a lot of you want him to win, and maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Well, if he had zero chance of winning, I don't think there would be so many witch hunts trying to ensure that he can't run.
Yeah, he doesn't win. Right, exactly. Yeah, he does. He has a chance. He has a chance. So his children is Eric. Eric's his son. Fine boy. This is what he says. Quote, he's a fine boy. You know him well. He's a fine young man, a good student, good in everything. Nobody's been through what my family has been through. Ivanka had a successful line of clothing, making a fortune. She was really, she closed it up to go work with him.
She had to walk away from it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His son-in-law, Jared, though, hasn't walked away from anything. Got a lot of property. The family's got a lot of property, and I think they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Anyway, Ivanka says, I love my father very much. But this time around, I'm choosing to prioritize my young children and the private life we are creating as a family. Okay, so that's good. She doesn't want to be involved in politics. Good. It's all right. Make a point. Anyway, his son, and Donald Jr. lives right down the street from a friend of mine. And whenever I go visit her, I see them in the restaurant all the time. And, you know, okay, it's really funny how people try to suck up to him. Not funny. It's kind of sick, actually. When they come in to have a meal with her, I've seen him in this restaurant with my friend two or three times. They come in. What's the lady's name that worked for Fox that's with Donald Trump Jr.? I never remember her name. I can see her, but I don't remember. You remember? You know who I'm talking about?
Vanessa Trump?
No. Donald Trump's, Jr.'s.
Oh, no, that's the ex-wife.
Yeah, right. This is a woman he's living with who is a news person on Fox. I can never remember her name. Kimberly, thank you. That's right. Thank you, James. Kimberly something or other. Anyway, Guilfoyle. It's Kimberly Guilfoyle. That's her name.
That's it, yeah.
Right. People run over. They like. It's like it was Elvis or something coming into the building. And they all want to, you know, leave him alone. Maybe she likes it. I don't know if the Donald does or not. But the kids don't need that baloney. They need to be, let them grow up as children. Leave them alone. And that goes for anybody who's a celebrity. Why is it that people want to chase down celebrities? Right? I mean, look at what happened not only to Diana, but to what now happened to her son and his wife. Just recently, these nutbirds with cameras chasing them all over the place. Yeah, Trump brings it on himself. And if the kids want to be involved, fine. But if they don't want to be, leave them alone. Let them live their lives. You wouldn't want to put up with it, and why should they? All right, my question at 18 after on Good Day.
Want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is every day.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi.
Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The summer song, right? Just by the guitar riff. Summertime in the city. Summertime in the living is easy. It's 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're dealing in stories, and we're talking about people and things that are going on. Everybody's got a story, including Robert Downey Jr., who is opening up about his year in jail. How many people remember what he experienced behind bars? He had lots of trouble with drugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's reflecting. Obviously, he's being interviewed a lot because he's in this new movie about Oppenheimer that comes out, I think, in a couple of weeks, right? Doesn't it? First week in July, the Oppenheimer movie comes out. I think it's coming up. Anyway, so he's one of, I think he's turned his life around and done a fabulous job in doing so, learned his lessons well, if you will. And so we'll talk about how he's described his time in prison after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what is going on with Robert Downey Jr.? he praised Jon Favreau for being an ambitious filmmaker. Apparently, he's worked on a lot of different films with him, and this Oppenheimer story is one. Now, we just looked it up. It's a month from today, apparently. Remember, though, when Robert Downey Jr. spent time in prison? It was in the late 90s.
Yes.
And,
yeah, he battled addiction quite heavily, and it almost seems like this was one of the best things to happen to him.
It was. Woke him right up.
Yeah, yep. It did. And a lot of people have a hard time coming back from something like that and having such a successful career, and he has truly proven that you can come back from anything. But he even said that when he was in court, he was pretty much over-sentenced by an angry judge who wanted to prove a point, wanted to make an example out of him. And sent him away. And he said that the evil in the air at prison, it was palpable.
He can taste it, I'm sure. So it's interesting because about the time this happened, he was in the movie, I think it was the second Fugitive movie, Tommy Lee Jones. And he apparently was a horse's ass during the filming of the movie. Very difficult to work with. Tommy Lee Jones was ready to shoot him. Apparently, just miserable to work with. And this was at the time when he was so hopped up on drugs that he wasn't himself. He was who he was at the time, but he wasn't really Robert Downey Jr. He, right after that, as a matter of fact, I think it's when he was caught, he was driving. Wasn't he driving? He was under the influence, and that's...
Yes.
Right. And then so he got the thing.
Drugs. And...
Yeah, right. Yep. So his life has changed, and isn't that what you want out of a rehab circumstance? You want, and he's a great example of how it worked. He put his mind to it. Don't know what he had around him for circumstances, but being in jail, wow, it's got to wake you right up. So good for him. Robert Downey Jr., 28 after on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A tourist submersible carrying 5 people that went missing while on a diving trip to the wreck of the Titanic triggered a rescue operation in the North Atlantic Ocean. A U.S. Coast Guard statement early this morning said remotely operated vehicles were deployed for the missing sub after Canadian aircraft detected underwater noises in the search area, some 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The problem, Butch Hendrick says, the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location.
There's no emergency deployed beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself.
Some lawmakers are speaking out against Hunter Biden's misdemeanor plea deal with the Department of Justice. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer called it a sweetheart deal that reveals a two-tiered system of justice in America. Lance Pry, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tell anyone else, but you're our number one.
And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call
855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
A little noisy for my taste. A lot of people like Van Halen. I had him on my program once. Jennifer would tell you a great story, Jay, about Van Halen being on here and how he was in Hawaii, I think, when we were talking to him. And he was so out of it. It was some he was like gonzo.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it was kind of. It was just one of those things. Sometimes you talk to people and it makes sense and it's a good interview, and sometimes you don't. Speaking of interviews, we're going to meet Jared Salente. Am I pronouncing that name right? I think it is. That's close
Gerald
to it.
Salente?
Salente, okay. With an emphasis on the E. Gerald Salente, who is a trend expert. You know, we're always talking about what's trending on social media, what's trending in the news, what's trending in clothing, what's trending when just basically what's going on. This guy's made a career out of studying what people do. So we'll talk about that with him in a little bit. We are in the focal, the summertime is a time when you can be silly, right? Doesn't it seem like in the summer we're sillier because the weather makes us feel sillier? Listen
yeah,
to the
it's
music
hot.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot and it's just the time for you to...
A little ornery.
Speak for yourself. Maybe they'll get a little ornery. Well, anyway, I think in terms of when we've... I remember my father telling me to act my age. Your father ever tell you that? Come on, Jay or Jessica, act your age. I can't hear him
saying
that.
I do not recall, no.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, I got that a lot. And that was aimed at getting me to behave with more maturity. I don't know what I was doing, don't remember what the circumstances were, but when it comes to maturity, you're basically talking about people who are older than you are. Grow up, maybe, is another way of referencing what it is that you're feeling or what you ought to be feeling. But if you actually look at the research, I'm looking at a research paper right now, it's pretty interesting. It shows that guidance ought not to be applied to those of us who are getting older. In fact, this study actually says it is healthier for me and for those of you who are up there in age to pretend that you are younger. Even though it may be delusional, it is, according to this study that was done last month, participants said that they felt an average of 12 years younger than their chronological age. The study found that as time goes on, age becomes more subjective. It's easy for me to say that. It's just a BS number. That's what I used to say to my old girlfriend who thought that I was too old for her because I was 15 years older than she was. So that was the end of that. I'd never let her convince me
only
that
15?
Was the case.
That just doesn't seem like it's such an issue.
That certainly isn't. It wasn't for me, and it wasn't for her until she started thinking about other things. Anyway, so this study found that as the time goes by, the feeling of getting younger for people who are older is something that if you have your head in the right place, in fact, goes on. Now, I don't use this. I saw this after the fact. This happens to be the way I live. I don't act my age. Never really have. On either end of the scale. Thus, my father's commenting on me, you know, being more mature, acting a little more my age. The idea at this point in my life, when I say conveniently that age is just a BS number, it really kind of is. I mean, my health is great. Doctors tell me that I'm in better shape than I have been for years. My activity quotient starts at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go to 8 or 9 o'clock every night, and it feels good, frankly, to be able to do that. I don't really think about what I can't do. I'm always just doing it, and if I can't do it, at least now I'm smart enough to say to the guys on the farm, okay, let's lift that together. I used to not be smart enough to do that, and therefore I have a bad back, or I pull my shoulder out. You know,
wise with me.
Maybe that's what it is. Right. So, this is, by the way, in today's Washington Post, if you want to check it out. The researchers discovered links between a younger acting person, and actual measures of health. And I think that's kind of where I'm at. I'm proof positive about the longevity that you have, thinking that it's no big deal that you're getting older. It's also greater for your satisfaction in life. I feel very satisfied.
Well, and it also goes with use it or lose it. Like, when it comes to age, it should be more about developmental appropriateness.
Yeah.
So children and toddlers, their brains are developing, and they are gaining new skills. And that's when age matters. And a lot of times that's why children of a certain age go by months, how many months old they are, as opposed to years, because it's just the brain is developing so fast. And then maybe at a certain certain age, once we get significantly older, there's the decline that just naturally comes. So it seems that age should be more about brain development and decline rather than anything else, because we talk about these stories of 90-year-olds who are breaking barriers, graduating from college, getting their, what is it, the jujitsu one that we just discussed.
Right, the lady who's 90 who's got a belt, got a new belt in jujitsu. Your father and I talk about this all the time. He's a little younger than I am, but we're both very active in our careers. He has the same lifestyle. He gets up and does his exercise every morning, and then he goes at it. And oftentimes he and I are back and forth emailing at 9, 10. I think the other night it was 11 o'clock. It's just kind of the way we are. It isn't like we planned for it to be this way. It just is. Frankly, and I kind of am thankful that it is that way. The fellow who authored this study said that people who feel younger are in fact healthier, and they remain healthier over a longer period of time. That's what this, the physical activity combats negative stereotypes, and so the study's called How to Feel Younger. By the way, you want to check it out. All right, speaking of people who are authors and experts, Gerald Celente is going to talk with us about some of the important trends as we look into summer. What's the clothing trend for summertime? And certainly stuff probably a little deeper than that. Right now, I want to set your mind onto the way you look, the way you feel. It's summertime. How's your body? When you look in the mirror, or you put on a bathing suit or shorts or whatever, you dress more skimpily, is that a word? You cover up less of your body. Scantily clad, yes, that's better. So if you want to look good when you look in the mirror, or you go outside and have other people, if you're concerned about it, maybe you don't give a darn. And if that's the case, then this isn't for you. But I could spend 60 seconds telling you how to create a situation where you are looking your best. You want to be safe when you lose weight, too. And that's what all natural Kalotren, Kalotren, is all about. Go to toploss.com, their website, and see the story of the formula and how it was born. And then look at the history of this company over 26 years. I've been a spokesman for them for, 7, 8 years. And it seems like we've been telling people the same thing. Well, why not? It works. So why would you tell them something different? Right? You talk about feeling young, that story, we just looking into the activity quotients of people, you're not going to be able to feel young if you're overweight and carrying all that extra weight around. So live that life that you want to live. And if you're not interested in looking different, then okay, this is a waste of time for you. But if you are interested, check out America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It's Kalotren, toploss.com. All of the examples from people, stories, success stories, the secret to their success is that it works. No big secret, actually. I have a great staff. Counselors will be happy to talk to you and help you through your weight loss journey. Go to toploss.com, use the Doug code, free shipping, and unlimited BOGO deals now. Buy one, get one free. It's a great product. Take it from me. I love it, and I love them, and you will too. Check it out at toploss.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want the lowest prices on wines and champagne shipped right to your door? TotalWine.com, America's largest independent wine retailer, ships to Panama City. Explore our vast selection of over 8,000 wines and find something you love all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Whether you're looking to enjoy a full-bodied Cabernet from Paso or crisp Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, TotalWine.com has you covered with great wines and Grand Cru champagne shipped right to your door. Find what you love. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Shipping available on wine and champagne only. Drink responsibly. B21.
Thank you.
our Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Gerald Celente from the Trends Journal is here with us on Good Day. He's been doing trend counseling. How about that? That's a good idea.
Wow.
Even think about that. You're a trend counselor. How do you like that, Gerald?
Well, trend forecaster.
Yeah.
And we counsel. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do major corporations from Citigroup to DuPont to American Express, on and on. We've been at this for 40 years, and what we do differently is we're political atheists. We look at things for the way they are, not the way we want them to be.
Good for you.
And
good for you.
And, yeah. As a matter of fact, the first book I worked on, we were talking about health, was Natural Healing back in 1988. It was a Warner book. And when I see what's happened to America, it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And people will hate me for saying this. What changed the world as I see it, from a kid Napolitano that grew up in the Bronx, the only reason I'm me is because of my parents and my relatives raising me and not putting me in a nursing home for children called daycare centers and having a stranger raising you and feeding you crap food. And
so that is a trend, though, isn't it, though?
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Look at what society looks like. I'm 76 years old. You go look at the pictures from Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody cut their shirts off, guys and girls, and everybody's thin.
Yeah.
This didn't happen until women went into the workforce and they stopped raising their children. And they put it in the hands of a stranger getting paid nothing and feeding them crap. And then they're coming home from work and they're feeding them processed food. I mean, look at it.
It's
right in front of everybody's eyes.
Yeah, it's the trend.
And you look at our magazine, the Trends Journal, and there are two articles in there this week about the dangers of obesity, cancer, and young people dying at earlier ages.
Yeah. Do they not care, do you think?
How can you care when you don't have a family anymore? Mm-hmm. I'm only me because of my family. If my mother was a drug addict and I didn't know who my father was, you think I'd have a shot? You know, me because of my parents, my relatives, and what life used to be. And now it's in the hands of a stranger. And then the kids are brainwashed from going into a nursing home, a daycare center, and then right through school. And their parents and family aren't raising them. I mean, it's right in front of our eyes. You know, I just took out the domain name. You ready for this?
Yep.
Blimpitis. That's what America's suffering from, blimpitis. 42% of Americans are obese.
Yeah,
70% are overweight. The dignity, the respect, once upon a time, I have a picture of my parents, I have all my relatives, a lot of them up on the wall here, and I have one of my parents' wedding, 1934. 1934, the way they're dressed, the Bezos, the Buffets, the Gates, the Musk, they can't come close to what my parents and aunts and uncles used to look like. And my father worked, may he rest in peace, worked in a fish store. They worked in factories. They were laborers. The dignity that the people used to have. Go back to the 1930s, the height of the Depression. Look at the style of America. And now look at it. Guys my age, I go into a nice restaurant, they got a baseball cap on. Oh, the young guys are wearing them backwards. What, are you going to put a catcher's mask on next? The whole society has declined in front of us. From our rotting infrastructure to the rotting society. This country is on a downward spiral that if we don't reverse it and have a renaissance, it's the end. Once upon a time there was a Roman Empire, an Egyptian Empire, on and on, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't change this, it's the end of the society here.
All right, how do we subscribe to the Trends Journal if that's what we would like to do?
TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com. It's history before it happens.
All right. TrendsJournal.com, Gerald Celente, who is in charge. I get a kick out of you and your age. You and I are the same age and thinking the same thing about a lot of issues. Thank you for being here to wake us up a little bit. 10 before the...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For movie moments here on the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I, without the talent of Chuck Curry, who I can talk about, him when he's here. He is one of, you and I were talking about him off the air. When I first met Chucker, it was 1992, I think, 92, 93. He's been on this program for almost, 30 years. He's been on every day at the same time. He was then, that's what attracted me. We sat next to each other at a lunch for advertisers at a station that I was visiting that I was on. Somewhere was in, I think it was Redding, California, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. And he just impressed me with his natural style. Very funny, very friendly.
He's
and
so
very
funny.
Oh, he's a hysteric. He's a riot. But he takes the movie stuff so seriously. It's not his business, but he's been following it. He's been engrossed in it. He knows everything about any film, television program, you name it, videos. He's on it. So when he's not here, we miss him. He's got some of his family's most important. His daughter is quite she's a scholastic scholar, a scholastic star, and also she's very athletic and is in, I think, a basketball tournament, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. Anyway, so he's doing that with her this morning. So we get to talk about Oliver Stone, who is weighing in on the state of cinema today, and I don't mind telling you he isn't mincing his words. He sort of sounds just like Chucker, in a manner of speaking, because of all of the movies that are crap that are out there. You remember him first from Platoon.
Sounds like you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly. He watched Keanu Reeves, one of the John Wick movies, on a plane, and he said all he thought about was the disgusting noise, the volume of violence and stuff. And I saw one of the John Wick movies, and I've never seen another one because it's just ridiculous.
Oh, the first one. There's just scenes that are so heartbreaking.
Awful.
But can we talk about actual volume audio? How many times have you been watching a movie at home where you can actually change the volume and you have to adjust it all of the time?
Yeah.
There's the dialogue. You have to turn it off, and then all of a sudden the dialogue is over and there's some kind of action sequence and you have to turn it way down. And it's just like, I feel like half the time my thumb is getting exercise just trying to watch a movie from how much I have to ride the volume.
Exactly. It's like work. In fact, you see that with television as well, where the commercials get moved up in volume and then goes back down when you go back into the TV show. Anyway, Oliver Stone keeps talking. A lot of people didn't like him because they thought he was too liberal or whatever his politics were. He still made good movies. And he goes back, he recounts watching G.I. Joe when he was younger. Superman, that sort of stuff. And he, because he was in the service, he was a veteran, a combat veteran in Vietnam. Not one of the movies, he says, about the wars were believable. He says, I realize it's a movie, but it's become a video game.
Yeah, like all
again,
of
the G.I. Joe, that certainly has
style.
Been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And I get that, because before, we used to discuss sex cells, gratuitous nudity, and now it's gratuitous murder.
Violence, yeah. Right, it is. So anyway, he doesn't have any love for the Fast and Furious movies either. Stunts, crashes.
Which continuously gets so
acting.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the one that's out now is Jason Momoa is
stupid.
And
that's almost like it's part of the drive or the thrill, if you will.
Where it's unbelievable.
Like, okay, how ridiculous can we get?
Maybe Oliver Stone is taking himself a little too seriously, but on the other side of it, there is, I mean, we do have sensitivities that kind of get numbed by a lot of this stuff. And his comments, you know, a lot of other directors have been speaking out against the Marvel universe and some of the other things, like Martin Scorsese has no use for them at all. He thinks the comic
book ones, Marvel, DC.
Yeah, awful. So, anyway, that's some thoughts from some of the directors. Danielle Fishel, I asked you who she was earlier. I guess I should have known, but I don't know that much about Boy Meets World. What's the
In the day with TGIF, there was the broadcast, the lineup of Full House, Step by Step, Family Matters, Boy Meets World was once on it. But she is doing a podcast with some of her former co-stars, and she was discussing and talking to an exec who admitted to, when he was younger, having a picture of her from a calendar shoot she did when she was 16 on his bedroom wall. And she's like, I don't know if he felt like we were relating to each other now as peers, but that was gross.
Yeah. Well,
you're very uncomfortable.
I guess those things happen. It's our thing is out of time. 59 after hearing.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.